So far, US-supplied weapons that have been heavily damaged in combat have been sent to countries like Poland, Romania, or other NATO members for repair, which takes a long time. Sources cited in the CNN report said the policy is still being worked on and has not yet received final approval from US President Joe Biden. Sources said if the policy is approved, it would take effect this year, allowing the Pentagon to award contracts to U.S. companies to work in Ukraine for the first time since Russia's full-scale invasion. An example of an advanced system that would likely require regular maintenance is the F-16 fighter jet. Ukraine is expected to receive the first batch of jets sometime this summer. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.